This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Palestinians say Israeli attacks inside Gaza this morning have been intense. At least 18 people have been killed so far today. Only two reportedly have been confirmed as militants. Late Monday, three Israeli soldiers were killed by what Israeli officials say was an errant tank round. For the latest, we go now to Mike Sargent, who is covering the story for our partner at the BBC World Service. Good morning and welcome, Mike.
Hello.
Israeli forces are now reportedly widening their ground assault in the Gaza Strip. Are those reports, have you heard that?
Yes, that's right. It seems to have been escalating through the night and into the morning. Certainly BBC teams on the Israeli-Gaza border have heard pretty regular explosions, machine gun fire right along the length of Gaza. There seems still to be quite a bit of fighting in and around Gaza City in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, and also reports of Israeli tanks moving around Khan Yunis further to the south. And Deir al-Bala in the center of Gaza has also been pounded by Israeli naval ships, and reports that 10 Palestinians were killed there. So fighting continuing, intensifying, casualties mounting on both sides.
And are there more reports of Hamas missiles?
Yes, Hamas continues to fire at Israel. Now, Israel says it has dented the ability of Hamas to fire rockets at Israeli towns. There have been fewer of those in the last couple of days, but they are still continuing to fall. There have been a couple of rockets fired near our BBC Live position on the Israel-Gaza border, and that's been reported by our team down there. And so that goes on. So Israel wants to stop these rockets being fired, but as yet has not completely managed to do that.
And for many days we've been hearing about the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Aid agencies say that it's a fragile situation and it's deteriorated dramatically since the ground offensive began. What are the NGOs saying?
Well, they're saying it's a critical emergency now in Gaza, and it's getting worse by the day. Gaza's 1.5 million people. The United Nations says about a million of those are without electricity. Many people are without water. Food is running low. The medicines are desperately short the hospitals are desperately short of medicines. So it's a bad situation. Now, Israel has been letting some lorries cross from the Israeli side over into Gaza in recent days, but none have gone over today, is my understanding. And just to give you an example of the situation, they're not being delivered today on the Gaza side because one of the main contractors, his family, was caught up in an Israeli airstrike, and his son was killed. So they've said they can't work today. It's just one example of how the fighting impacts the humanitarian situation as well.
And as there are a few rockets, we have a few seconds left, as there are a few rockets flowing from Hamas, are you getting a sense that perhaps it's coming to an end, the Israeli offensive?
Well, slowly coming to an end, but it may intensify as diplomacy intensifies as well. Israel wants some guarantees, not only that Hamas has been diminished as a military force, but that it won't be able to resupply its rockets, and that's what the diplomats are working frantically on at the moment.
Mike Sargent, thank you. Mike Sargent is a reporter for the BBC. He worked for the BBC World Service, and he was reporting to us from Jerusalem.